Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy.
What's up? Good Monday. How's everybody doing? How's the weekend?
It's a good little weekend.
Good little weekend.
Good little weekend. Safe and dry in the comforts of my house. It's good times.
Yeah, it was wet out there.
I was sweating bullets there for a little bit. I was a little nervous.
About what?
Well, you know, I may have put the wheels in motion to put the kibosh on the BTJ and some friends and I going down to the Oregon-Wisconsin game. I may have leaned heavily into the, hey, check out the weather. Well, about an hour and a half before a kick, I was looking pretty good. Sun was out. She was texting some people down at the game because we gave our tickets to some friends of hers.
They were like, get down here. It's great.
Lot of people were saying.
A lot of people.
It's pretty nice. And I was like, ooh, I'm not going to hear the end of this one. And then about midway through the first quarter. Second quarter,
yeah.
Then the validation came in, and then by the time the third quarter rolled around, when the stadium was about half empty, and she was getting reports from her her girlfriend that had gone down with her family on our tickets, then I was justified. My whole thing was validated. Oh. She was just watching that, and it wasn't an exciting game. She came out and was like, "All right, we're good."
The point spread was 30.
Yes,
or whatever.
Yeah. I think it was 28 and a half, I believe.
The forecast was 40.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. What are we doing?
What are we even doing? Yeah. Like, even if you were wrong.
Yeah. Who's winning? What is occurring?
Even if you were wrong and it was a great day.
Yeah.
And a great game.
Yeah.
You would have been right to pull the shoot.
Yeah. It was the, look, I was on the right side of the bet.
You were.
And like
you were.
Sometimes you're on the right side of the bet and you lose.
Yeah.
I happened to be on the right side, and then, you know, it looked rough early. We fell down. But there was a rally and a cover, and I felt very, very good about that.
Well,
and
I tell you, that game was garbage.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Garbage.
Well, on the plus side, we found out that Big Ten-itis is contagious, and Oregon caught some of it. They got infected. Oh. Like, you're around an infected Big Ten offense, it will seep over to you.
Do you know how we're going to know if you're right? Well, not this weekend.
Yeah, we got to buy.
But next weekend.
I don't know if you're seeing what I'm wearing today in honor of this big matchup. I am wearing my Iowa Punts sweatshirt.
Oregon's going to
Yes!
Iowa.
Yes!
What's the over-under, 12?
Well, hey.
15?
Think about this, too. Like, we're going to make fun of Iowa.
Not making fun of Iowa.
No. Iowa, some people will. But Iowa is two possessions away from being undefeated. They lost a three-point game to Iowa State that I can't figure out how they lost, mainly because they're Iowa. And then they held Indiana to 20 points.
Yeah,
They lost 20-15. Iowa is going to drag you into deep, ugly waters.
Of course, because they're Iowa.
Yeah.
But the point is, you brought up Big Ten offenses.
Yeah.
And no school epitomizes that point more than Iowa,
yeah,
who just dropped 41.
Yeah.
Last weekend on Minnesota.
You may have caught like a mild case of Big Ten-itis against Wisconsin. Get ready for the full-blown Big Ten COVID coming your way when you play Iowa. Get ready for like 16 punts between the two teams and like 112 yards of offense at the half. I'm excited. Let's go.
Texters are calling you soft already.
Call me soft all you want. I looked at everyone in that stadium, and they all looked miserable. Dusty was on the sidelines. Dusty has a phenomenal video of him walking, trying to, I think he was trying to call his wife or whatever, and just, like, his breath is getting taken away. You can call me soft. What are we doing? What is the idea behind the tough stadium guy? I will never understand that. If you think you're somehow a man because your dumbass goes and stands in 40 degree sleet and rain and takes your shirt off, I don't know what to tell you,
dude.
What
he's doing, you know what he's doing. He's trying to justify a poor decision.
Yeah.
He knows you're right.
Yeah.
But it's easier to call you soft. That makes him feel better about
sure.
his poor decision.
Be my guest. If that's what you need to, quote, be a man, more power to you, man. Tip of the cap.
Did you see the video? Oh, it's not a video. Maybe it is a vid, but it's like.
You're doing great.
A meme?
A meme?
A
TikTok, maybe?
I think it was turned into a meme. Did you see the one of the Oregon cheerleader?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude. They showed her.
How great is that? She could not. There is a
her
video.
Miserable face.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's the new Eli Manning face.
Oh,
it's
so good. You have to look it up if you haven't seen it. It's the one of the Oregon cheerleaders in the rain, and they just have the camera on her, and I think it's been turned into a meme now, and she just, the look on her face, she is disgusted by what is going on out there. She does not want to be there, and it is all right on her face, and it's so great.
Just
so great.
Yeah, and that was like when, because they zoomed in on her and gave
and
her.
And they kept, she got a lot of.
She got a lot of time.
And the face never changed.
No.
Like you half expected her to kind of figure out that the camera was right on her, you know, and then like start, ooh, yay, smile, yay,
nope.
This is great. Nope. She's
nope.
like, eh.
And I want you to know, right around that time, I had a steaming bowl of homemade chili with like this honey jalapeno cornbread that the BTJ made. And I'll tell you, and then there was like a banquet beside me. And in that moment, like all of my life's decisions, like it just realized that I was doing the right thing. I think in that point, it was a spiritual experience where the Lord himself, I believe Jesus appeared to me, or maybe the Allfather, in my chili, my warm, tasty chili. I haven't had I had a blanket over my legs on the couch, getting a little snuggy. Ready,
speaking of soft.
Ready for probably a fourth quarter nap because that game was boring as hell. And it was just a wonderful little rainy afternoon.
As men, don't we feel a little soft when we throw a blanket over our legs?
Oh, I love the blanket.
No. I mean, it's nice, but you know, you're always like, ah, I don't want too many people to see this.
So as a man, I'm supposed to be cold? What?
No, I'm just saying. It's just,
I know where you're going.
It's ingrained in there.
It's like, not the manliest of things.
It's like
to
your
do.
Wife walks by and she just looks at you with shame. I'm like, what? My feet are cold.
Wearing a blanket is as manly as carrying a purse, okay? Just do it. Accept it. It's all good.
And a merce?
Yeah, a merce, yeah.
Well, the new one now is, if you've seen, dudes have started, and it's the NBA, dudes have started carrying around the shower kits, but just for everyday use.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like, they don't want to carry the fanny pack or the merce. And so I've seen a bunch of dudes when I was at the airport, especially, they're just walking around with like Louis Vuitton shower kits, but they're just holding them. Because that's what the NBA guys do, walking into the locker room.
Well, it makes sense.
But they carry that because they're showering there.
Exactly.
That's not their day-to-day carry.
But it makes sense.
Yeah.
Because they're showering.
Yes.
Like,
you,
I mean, it's not
just,
a bit.
No.
It's like, it's practical.
Yeah.
It's not a bit.
But you
well,
out,
it's not,
like.
It's practical.
No, it totally.
When they're showering and they need their, you know,
their
suds and their soaps.
Accoutrements.
Accoutrements.
Lotions.
But, well, yeah.
That's
but when
French.
But when you're just walking around, like, on the street.
Lotions.
Like,
powders.
I don't know. Throw a strap on that thing. I don't know. Just embrace the fanny pack.
Have you got a little baggie of white powder in there?
Oh, well, you
some
know
dude
that's
wipes.
In there. Yeah.
Some dude wipes.
Hey, I carry dude wipes in my purse. They are clutch, guys. Get
maybe
some.
Yeah, Schultz's a purse guy.
Yes.
Dude wipe guy.
Yeah, Schultz. Schultz
coach bag.
Schultz has one of those.
Proud of it, too.
Yeah, it's
damn
not
it.
The most manly thing. The other one, too, is guys somehow, like, we refuse to admit that we're falling asleep on the couch. Oh, I'm not sleeping. I embrace it. Look, when I'm ready to go to sleep in the middle of a game, hey, I'll see you about midway through the third quarter. I don't fight it. I just go down. Like, if my body tells me it's time to take a nap, we're napping. But that's the other one. Guys, somehow it's unmanly to fall asleep in the middle of watching something.
I don't know about that.
No, I'm resting my eyes. No, I'm taking a nap.
Well, guys, hope you had a great weekend.
Yeah.
And ladies
yeah.
out there in radio land.
You stayed dry.
Yeah, I didn't leave. Oh, no, I did. I was going to say, I didn't leave my house all weekend, but I did.
Yeah.
I went to the Olds place.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
But outside of that.
Yeah. It was a pretty low key. When it's like that, when the yeah. river is a coming down, you don't really want to go anywhere.
Well, I told my parents that. I said, you know, they're from Kansas. You know, Kansas?
Yes.
The great state of Kansas.
Yeah.
The heartland.
Yeah.
I told them that. I said, you know, when it gets like this, you have to prod me.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Oregon, I think it's a thing where when it gets like this, and it's like this extensively, this was only a weekend.
Yeah.
But if it just stays like this,
yeah.
you're going to have to prod me to get out of the house and yeah. come see you because yeah. you just, I don't know, you don't even do it intentionally. You just kind of hibernate.
You hunker in.
And I told them, I said, you got to make sure to, you know, because I'll lose track. And it's like, oh my God, I haven't yeah. been out of the house in 3 weeks.
You got to find reasons. You invent yeah. reasons to get out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when it's nice, I'm like, I'm going to go out.
Well, you know, there is a biological, like, reason behind that. There is, like, the whole seasonal depression thing. We're, like, hardwired. When it's sunny and nice, we have to get outside and get moving. And, like, your body knows that and it responds to it. But when it would get cold, we can't really be outside. So your body actually goes into some form of hibernation. It stores fat. It slows your metabolism down. And so there is a real thing behind that. When it's dark and cold, your body says it's not time to get up and run around. You have to get through the long winter. Problem is now is that we don't have a problem getting food. So we keep eating the same way as we've always done. Meanwhile, we're hunkered down in the house. Hence, you know,
yeah.
it's soup season, chilies and breads and, you know, drinks.
My wife and I canceled the Halloween party we were going to have Saturday. We just didn't want to make people come down, and lights were flickering at our house. And I just honestly, I don't think I've ever been so happy to be in a radio studio and then just go home to just complete, like, nothingness going on. Like, let's just snuggle in. Let's just yeah. stay
it
here.
It was that kind of weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing
even
wrong
with an Oregon game going on.
Yeah.
But that raises a question.
By the way, that was more of a Wisconsin game, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I was really kind of happy that Wisconsin scored.
Were you?
Yeah.
You know, it was like,
it was towards the end.
I think it was like 15 quarters.
Yeah.
And it was like, all right. Like,
I was like, dude,
give them one?
I mean, they need one.
Well, their 9 fans there went crazy.
Like,
well,
they were like, yeah, they haven't scored in 3 weeks. Anyway, this raises a question, Schulte. Pointing out that he was going to have a Halloween party the weekend before Halloween.
Yeah.
Is that, I mean, when Halloween falls on a Friday or Saturday, why would you have a Halloween party before that Friday or Saturday?
Maybe because unless you have a bunch of single friends.
They're all going to be with the kids.
They're all going to be with the kids.
Ding, ding, ding. That is correct.
Yeah. We had a little bit of that. Like, We had a Blazer suite. The BTJ's company gave us tickets to the Blazer game on Halloween.
Hell yeah.
And so
who'd they play?
What?
Who do they play?
I don't remember. But it's on
Friday,
Halloween, right?
Yeah,
it's on Friday. Yeah, it's Halloween. And so we had 2 extra tickets. There was 4 seats. And anyone that has kids, even if the kids are a little bit older, like Halloween usually just kind of...
Oh, the Nuggies.
The Nuggets. So, yeah, that kind of just eliminated most of the people that we knew. And so I could see if you want people to show up to a Halloween party, unless you're like single, like unless you're like in your 20s, the Halloween party for older people can't be on Halloween.
Yeah, we were trying to do it like on a Saturday where we know they're not trick-or-treating with kids.
Yes.
Like, and there were a ton of, that's the beauty of Halloween, Rob, falling on a Friday or Saturday, because then you can do events for 2 weeks. Like Halloween stuff the week before and the week.
See, I would think that if it... See, I don't participate in Halloween much.
No, you do.
Because I'm an adult. But
many adults were out, trust me.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could call them adults. But...
my God.
So Friday is Halloween.
I will forever argue with you about that.
Friday being Halloween.
Yeah.
Saturday is the... Like, you go out with the kids on Friday, and Saturday is... I would think that Friday Halloween falling on a weekend would condense Halloween. Because... You have the one night adult, one night stupid kids.
I think some people don't like partying on Halloween after Halloween. It just
So if it's on a Friday, you revert back to the Saturday prior
as the appropriate
Halloween
time.
Party date.
Yeah, but I'm with you. It makes sense to have the kids do it on Friday, and then you go out and you and your wife dress really slutty and do whatever on Saturday. That would make sense, but
Oh, again, it was very slutty. It was fun.
Yeah, I'm not a Halloween party guy. That's so...
I'm not either. Because if you're going to do it, you got to dress up and, you know, participate.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they'll just go to a bar or something.
Pretty much.
Or a restaurant.
Yeah.
Have a nice meal.
Although, a lot of times I will go out. I'll be out at a bar for Halloween weekend, and I just, you know... You get to enjoy everyone dressed up, but I don't need to be dressed up when I'm out at a bar. I can just be at the bar.
I mean, costumes were optional at the dance party I was
at.
Yeah, no, it was, they are not required, but encouraged. Yeah. So you can go look at the hots. Just there were a couple creeps that it was like they literally put like a name tag sticker on or the crappiest mask they saw in the back of their closet on, and they just showed up to watch. So don't do that. But
why not?
Because you look weird.
Yeah, it's like being at a nude beach and you're not nude.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy. If you're going
to stroll a nude beach before.
Nude?
No.
Oh, see, that's Bush. that's such poor form.
We heard it was nude.
Yeah. See, that's I have a real issue with that.
So we went down there to try
If you want to go to the nude beach, I'm all for it, but you have to be nude.
Yeah.
It's like that's otherwise you're just a creepy guy.
Well, so, I am a creepy guy.
Well, but don't be that.
Like well, what if that's who I am?
Well, then you'd be
I'm a creep.
Then be better than that. Be from a distance.
I can't
or whatever.
Just change who I am.
Yeah, then drop trow. Be part of the people.
Well, I'm still a creep though.
Well,
like that doesn't change.
Yeah, but be a creep without your pants on. If you're
a creep with you're saying be a creep with morals.
Yes.
Like
yes.
Yeah. You know,
yeah. If you know you're going to a slutty Halloween party and you're like, well, I'm not going to dress up. I'm just going to it. Then again, you're kind of a doucher.
By the way, there were no nudes on the beach.
No?
No.
Oh,
nobody was there.
When we were in Portugal, we were on a boat and we went by the nude beach and it was only accessible during low tide. And there was one guy, just the nude beach. And it wasn't peak season. It was in October. So it was nice, but the water was cold. There was one dude just like in his 60s and he was just... He was like Tom Hanks in Castaway. He's just letting it out. Just hanging out there.
Well, that's what it's for.
I kind of felt bad for him. I was like, man, that dude's all fired up, goes to the nude beach, and he's solo.
Oh, he probably loves it.
Yeah. He did put on he was pretty happy when the boat came by for a little looky-loo. He was giving everyone the thumbs up. And
you think Joe Flacco wants to go to the nude beach by himself like he does the restaurant by himself?
Well, I have an issue with that because I don't mind nude beaches. Been to a handful over the years throughout this great big world of ours. And there's nothing worse than the dude who's there to be weird, take pictures, or stare. That's just, it's really poor form.
All right. We got to get to going. Big sports night.
Yeah.
Tonight. Very special.
The World Series has been, it's been fun. We got 1-1. We got a real series.
I mean.
Look at you. Look at you.
I mean, I think the Blue Jays got their one, and everybody's like, ooh, and then Yamamoto was like, yeah,
okay.
Sorry about that.
Well, there's no more Yamamoto.
Well, Glasnow's ERA is like 0.6 in the playoffs, but
So was Snell's.
Yeah, we'll see. Let's get started with college football week 9 crap about.
the week 9 crap about?
Do I need to get my vacuum?
Is that like a walkabout? No, you don't want a vacuum crap. That's,
okay.
You know, that's no
Would good. You prefer the college football week 9 crap shoot?
That's a little more.
Yeah, that sounds
that's a little
more balanced.
I changed it right on the fly.
More straightforward.
As a radio man.
There you go.
I changed it.
I like it.
A little whimsy.
You went red panties.
A little whimsy on a Monday. I did. Audible, I called an audible.
Red panties.
All right, let's sports on the fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Right. Welcome back. Big Little Monday Show. Yes, that promo of Dirt and Sprague there. Did you catch that, by the way?
Yeah, what was happening there?
I don't know
there?
What was going on there.
Is that a swag special?
Yes. It sounded, demonic.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's like played backwards.
Yeah. I want to kill everyone. Satan is good. Satan is our pal. Yeah, that's kind of what that. Yeah, I'm assuming
did
that's.
Did you catch that, Schultz? You didn't even catch it.
Oh, yeah. I went to tell Dusty. Oh. He was, he is efforting an answer from swag as we
speak. Yeah, what the hell was that?
You know, that has a swag feel all over it. Maybe he
just doesn't even listen to it.
It's possible that he sped that thing up to, you know, 1,000 times. You know, who knows?
Yeah, but it wasn't sped up. It was like backwards.
No, it was a backwards
satanic
message.
Can you put something in? Is swag a Satanist?
Thank you.
Swag is a Satanist.
Well, I mean,
and
look.
So is Jason Quick. Remember those?
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah.
The
demonic.
Oh, thank you.
That was when Jason Quick came on our show one time, and the phone was
yeah, it was all modulated wrong.
In a stunning turn of events, the phone was messed up.
An Odyssey station.
If we found out that Swag was worshiping the devil, would you really be that surprised?
Ooh, most likely fan personality devil worshiper.
I think it's Swag.
I don't think it's Swag.
No?
No.
Well, he's an atheist, so he doesn't believe in God.
I think it's either Danny or Nemec.
No. Danny wants you to believe that he's edgy like that. No.
Is that edgy?
Yeah, is that edgy or is that just messed?
I'm not buying that. It'll be something. It'd be someone a little off the beaten path. It's going to be someone that you wouldn't suspect. That's
it
why
could I'm... be you.
Really? The devil?
Yeah. Hmm. You know, you thwarted Mormonism. And...
I did.
Now you're out here in the vast land with the rest of us searching for answers.
And Satan finds, you know.
He can find you when you're out here in these waters.
Those Faustian deals out there. Well, if I'm going to worship Satan, he's got to give me something. I want one of those, like, I want that Tom Brady deal with the devil. Yeah, give me, like, I want the fame and fortune. I don't know, a bunch of whores and whatnot. And then, you know, on my deathbed or whatever, then my soul goes to damnation or whatever. But I want something. I'm not just going to willingly give myself over to the devil and make a deal.
By the way, you know what tonight is?
What?
I just realized this.
Mm-hmm.
It is a sports equinox tonight.
We got everything?
We've got everything.
It is a great year.
You know what that
means? Time of year.
Yeah, these
sports.
Are pretty rare, but it's all 5 major U.S. pro sports in action on the same day. And yes, I say 5 because I am obligated to include soccer.
Ah, yeah, because the MLS
footy.
The MLS playoffs going
so
on.
So you have Game 3 of the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
You have Chiefs-Commies NFL. You have 2 NHL games. We have a bunch of NBA games, including Blazers-Lakers tonight. And you have MLS playoffs.
Mm. When did the? Because I was at the Timbers play-in game where we
did they play in or play out?
Oh, they played in. They bitch slapped those losers from Salt Lake, Real Salt Lake, and now they move on to something else.
I see that you're keeping up on your Timbers.
Well, I was at the playoff game. What more do you? And by the way,
I would like you to know who they play.
That they did. They played Real Salt Lake.
No, but when? Who they play next and when?
That was a rough game. That was Blazer opening night, and let me tell you, the crowd. And by the way, it was a nice night. It wasn't like super cold or whatever, but that was a thin crowd. That was a thin crowd. That might be the worst crowd we've seen. Cause me and my buddy go to most of those. That was not great.
Is it possible they played San Diego?
Yeah, I could see that.
Is that possible?
Yeah.
On Saturday?
Well, they do play. I mean, San Diego is in the MLS. Yeah.
Yeah. And I know that. I'm saying, is that their opponent?
Yeah. Cause it's the best of three, I believe. And okay. It looks like San Diego already got them 2-1. So this could be elimination time for the Timbers.
Wouldn't it be cool if a team or a city had all of their teams playing on the same day? Wouldn't that be cool? So like you have right
Seattle,
now.
Seattle came close.
Right now you have LA and so, you know, the World Series is the hard one.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. You know, just two teams.
Sure.
So you have Toronto and LA, but you could have LA. So the Lakers play. Mm-hmm. I don't know who plays in hockey tonight. But if the Kings play,
I do not believe the Kings are playing tonight. We got
Is there another LA?
There's only two. There's only two. The Blues and Penguins and the Bruins and Senators.
Oh. Okay, so we don't get it. But LA, you know, you'd have the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
You'd need the Rams or Chargers on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
You would need one of the hockey teams and then
yeah, I guess would Anaheim count as an LA team? That's like the Angels. Because there's the Ducks. Yeah,
if they were in the World Series.
Well, the...
Are the Ducks playing tonight, you said?
No. Oh. I'm just saying that you know, that would be the other... If you want the other LA team, you could go with Anaheim, which is like the Angels. They're both in Anaheim. One's called Los Angeles, one's Anaheim. Earlier this year, there was the Mariners were in the ALCS. The Huskies were playing... the Seahawks were playing and the Sounders were playing. Now they don't have the NBA anymore. So they had all of their big four that they have.
That was a great weekend.
That was, yeah.
Yeah, you were gone. But you know what was even better about that weekend for Washington sports fan?
Mm-hmm.
The Ducks lost.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did lose.
So they got that magical Friday night game against the Tigers.
Yeah.
The Seahawks won. I think in Jacksonville.
I think the Huskies lost.
No, they won.
Did
that
they win?
That was a Friday night game. They beat Rutgers.
Rutgers, okay.
And then the Ducks lost the next day. And then the Mariners came back and won so it was Sunday.
It was good to be
in
a
Toronto.
It was good to be a Seattle fan.
It was an amazing weekend. It was like the best weekend ever if you're a Seattle fan. What more could you ask for?
Well, maybe the Sonics coming back.
And then I thought, I don't know what happened with the Sounders that weekend, but I'm sure they did great.
Yeah, I don't remember that either. That was the kind of the toss away game where people kind of stayed away because no one wanted to deal with the traffic.
And it was announced the Sonics are back, all on the same weekend.
it's all coming up Seattle.
All right, Sports Equinox tonight. Okay, college football week 9 crapshoot. We start with Oregon, Wisconsin. Next, here's Schultz. Hey, ChatGPT tells me that just last year, October 25th, just 2 days prior to today, last year. The Chargers, Rams, Dodgers, Lakers, and Clippers all played on the same day. Oh, and the Kings.
Oh, all right. There you go.
And Galaxy.
That gets a little... I was going to say, LA and New York have to have had that because you have multiple bites at the apple.
So you have this says Rams, Dodgers, because the Dodgers are the hard one.
Yeah.
Because it's October, so you got to be late into the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
But Rams, Dodgers, Clippers, Kings, and Galaxy all had games in the LA area on October 25th. 2024.
Yeah. I'll bet you New York has that because you got, again, they have two. I think they have two of everything, right? You got two hockey, three if you want to count the Devils, if you wanted like Jersey, which is kind of the, you know, you're fudging it, but both football teams play in Jersey.
Well,
you got multiple baseball teams, multiple basketball teams.
ChatGPT tells me that the Yankees, Mets, Giants, and Jets
mm-hmm.
all won their games on September 18th of 2022. But that's only two sports.
Wow.
That's four teams, four but teams, only two sports.
Well, suck it, New York.
Yeah, so that's stupid.
Yeah.
Why even bring that up?
Bunch of losers.
Now to our college football week 9 crapshoot,
mm-hmm.
where the Ducks won.
Yeah.
In a monsoon. 21-7. Yeah, whatever. I mean, yeah. I don't know. It's more about the Brock Thomas
right
situation.
I love how that's become anything. Like this. We got conspiracy theories and
wait. What are the conspiracy theories?
Well, the idea that it's
what do we got?
How do I put
this? You read chats that I don't read.
Yeah. Well, so he was not a big time recruit. He's a local kid, right? He was kind of a clipboard holder. Sometimes you just give a kid a scholarship that's a local kid, but he's never going to play. He was fourth on the depth chart, and lo and behold, here he is now being second on the depth chart. And when asked about it, Lanning kind of gets a little pissy and kind of crabby about it.
So he went to Sheldon?
Yeah, he's a Sheldon kid. And so he gets a little crabby about it. And so there are some that believe that this is more about Novosed and Luke Moga not going to be here at the end of the year. Remember, the transfer portal opens January 2nd, which is the second week of the college football playoff. Mm-hmm. So it's the idea of, if you know both of these kids, Dante Moore, there's a good chance Dante Moore comes back. And if both of the other kids already have a foot out the program, and Thomas is playing hard, this may be more about rewarding that. And also maybe someone that when you actually get into the playoffs and if you need a backup, he may be the only guy that's there. That's the conspiracy theory.
I'm not sure that's a conspiracy theory. I mean, that makes sense.
It makes sense. But, you know, obviously Lanning's not going to talk about that. And so you'll never really know. But it is odd. And I know Novosed has been beat up. And we don't know how healthy he is because Oregon doesn't talk about injuries. But there is the idea that you often don't see the four-string quarterback doesn't get reps. He just doesn't. And so the idea that over the course of the season, the four-string quarterback suddenly has become the second-string quarterback, and he seems so adamant about defending that decision, which is not really that big of a deal. There's just some people that are trying to kind of look a little deeper into that they're...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
Maybe some things.
That makes sense. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
Or saw that.
Well, this happened, you know, this happened a handful of times now that we have the playoff and the transfer portal. Bo Perbula was the backup quarterback at Penn State. And a lot of people thought he should be the starter at Penn State. I happened to be one of those. I wasn't a Drew Aller guy. He left and was not with Penn State when they were making their playoff run. And it broke his heart. But he just said, I've got to find a place to land. And so he found his place in Missouri. So if you're Novosed or you're Moga and you think Dante Moore is going to come back, you know, already, and this is kind of the ugly part about the transfer portal. Most of these kids aren't using the transfer portal. They're just not. You have to enter the transfer portal when it comes down to it. By the time you've entered the transfer portal, you already have an idea of where you're going and probably have an NIL package worked out. That's what your agent's for. So that may be the other one. If either one of these kids is already letting it be known that they're not coming back, that might be another reason if you're Dan Lanning to go with the local kid that wants to be a Duck, that's going to be a Duck, that's just happy to be a Duck, as opposed to the other two that probably have a little greater aspirations than sitting behind Dante Moore for another year.
So I actually asked some very close sources to the University of Oregon this exact question last week about Brock Thomas and Austin Novosed, and I don't think it's just the fact that he's a local kid. Offensive coordinator Will Stein really likes Brock Thomas, like really likes him a lot. Was hearing that, like, even you know, in a couple of years ago when Brock Thomas was just showing up, like trying to get his feet wet in, you know, at camp while Oregon was playing Liberty in the Rose Bowl, they were thinking, hey, if we don't have a quarterback here, should we put Brock Thomas in? Like, Will Stein has been that high on him this whole time. And because of that, maybe what you're saying is true, that Austin Novosad, Luke Moga might be out the door already. Moga, is he even a true quarterback, guys? We've seen him earlier this season. He ran really well to the backfield. That's like an Eric Crouch situation for
all,
me.
All I'm saying is, it is not
this is an easy read here.
It is not normal for a fourth string quarterback to get any sort of look in practice and become the second string quarterback. That's all. That's
well, it, look, coaches sure. have reasons.
Yes,
and. It is always funny when people second guess coaches. Like
I'm not.
I mean, they know way more than you.
Exactly.
And they also have, they have other factors that can.
Sure.
I mean, what you just brought up makes total. I mean, come on. That's probably what's going on.
I would think, but I don't know.
But we don't know. And Thomas was fine. You know, look, he was fine. 4 for 4.
Sure.
Better than I could do.
I don't think that's the measuring stick.
Or is it?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you can out there. I can't throw the ball with my tiny hands in that wet weather.
Yeah, you'd be a mess out there.
I would be like Jared Goff out there with my tiny little mitts. That'd be problematic. So I just, you know, conspiracy theories, you know, are abound. But, you know, at the end of the day, look, Dante Moore, have we even confirmed that he broke his nose or that he just had a bloody nose? Right?
Manning didn't say. He just said.
Yeah.
They said they could put him back in the game.
Exactly. As someone, unfortunately, that has broken my nose at times, I broke one last year, for God's sakes. Like, they're not. Had that been a meaningful game, Dante, they would have gone to the sideline. They stick a rod up there. You crank your nose to the other side if it's broken, and then you put a visor on it. And so that you can't get in there and you just play. A broken nose would not have kept him out of that game.
I did ask Dusty in the post game on Saturday if, kind of similar to a Jared Goff situation, was, since Brock Thomas is the Sheldon, you know, local kid, used to the rain, maybe more used to it than Dante Moore, was that the reason that Will Stein and Dan Lanning wanted to leave him in? And I don't think Dusty really thought that theory had much weight, but I still wonder, like, Dante's from Michigan, but he played in UCLA his freshman year. Why not go with a quarterback that grew up in high school?
That's not a thing.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you're going to run the ball anyway.
Dante Moore has big mitts and big hands.
Yeah, but the ball almost slipped out when he was trying to pump fake once.
The ball slips out of everyone's hand. Like,
Mariota didn't hold on to the ball very well.
This idea that, like,
you're not going to bench him.
Those are tough conditions for anyone to play quarterback.
But you just brought up the fact that Goff got benched. Why am I not valid in bringing up a similar situation?
Goff got
possibly?
Benched because he fumbled the ball like four times in that game.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
I promise you that no one went to that. No one in that coaching round was like, you know what? I bet you Brock Thomas, being from the Northwest, has played in battle. That's just not a thing.
All right.
That's just not.
Shut up.
Brock Thomas was the backup the week before. And Brock Thomas, right now, for whatever reason, he is the backup quarterback.
We're spending entirely
too much time talking about this.
It's not that big of a deal.
I'll take my tinfoil hat off.
Here's the real question.
And Dante Moore's nose will be fine. Broken noses don't keep you out for
the real question is this, and we'll talk about it next. Just how good is Oregon really?
Yeah.
Let's get to that when we return on The Fan. Yeah, so the Ducks win. Wasn't pretty.
Nah.
Ugly day.
But at no point in that ugly mess was that game ever in doubt, because Wisconsin cannot score.
They did. They can. Did. They did. They got seven.
They got seven. Yeah.
Well, the question now is, how good is Oregon? And I guess we'll find out. Three of the next four are not easy.
Yeah.
Now, the thing about it is, we have two more weeks before the college football playoff releases its little rankings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably when the discussion will crank up. But if we're looking ahead to that, the Ducks resume debate is already...
Sure.
It's becoming a thing.
Yeah.
Because Penn State is not very good.
No.
And they fired their coach. And so your best win at this point is Northwestern.
Yeah.
Which takes you into your final four games against Iowa, Minnesota, USC, and Washington. Maybe making it so that you cannot lose a game.
I suppose 10-2 should get you in. And Oregon being a brand makes a difference. Oregon being sixth in the country right now makes a difference. But yeah, in theory.
But 10-2 is not... it's not all 10-2 is created equal.
No, they are not.
I think that's the point. The point is like, let's say, who's the best team left on your schedule? Would you say it's probably USC?
USC or Washington, flip a coin.
Let's just say it's USC and you lose to USC.
Yeah.
Your best win would then be Iowa
or UW
or Washington.
Yes.
And if you're 10-2 and then you've got an SEC team that's sitting there 10-2,
you probably need some help. Yes.
That's trouble. Yes. So it's the how good is do we expect them to win these next four games?
I do expect them to win these next four games. I do think that Iowa, USC, and Washington all pose unique challenges, right? And I think what we've learned about college football this year is there really is no truly elite dominant team. I mean, Ohio State's the number one team in the country. Ohio State has the same thing that Oregon has. Haven't really played anybody. I mean, Texas, but we don't think Texas is very good. But Ohio State looks the part. Iowa is going to test you. Iowa is two possessions away from being undefeated. Iowa is going to play a low scoring, drag it out affair at home. They give Indiana all they could handle. It was 20-15 in that game. So Iowa poses a test that they're going to be like Wisconsin, but it's a much better version of it. USC can score with anyone. Now, USC is not the most physical team in the world, and you would assume that Oregon can ram it down their throat. But USC can outscore a lot of people. So that's a unique challenge. And then Washington, I think, might be the best of those teams. When Washington plays the way they're capable of, see last week, Washington's a really good team. And lo and behold, by the way, that Washington team has set themselves up to be 9-2 with Oregon coming into their place with potential for a college football playoff on the line. So like there will be unique challenges and they will not have played a quarterback anywhere near as dynamic as Damon Williams. Washington's big three of Denzel Boston, Williams, and then Jonah Coleman. That's probably better than any big three that they're going to play. And UW's defense has been better than we thought. And that will be a hostile environment, maybe with some bad weather on the road at Seattle. So these are all nice tests for Oregon. But Oregon is going to be a significant favorite. They'll be a touchdown favorite in every one of these games. So do I expect Oregon to run the table? Yes. In this world of college football, would I be surprised if they lost any one of those three games? The only one is Minnesota. If they lost to Minnesota, I'd be like, what the hell is that? But other than that, no, I wouldn't be shocked. Just like, you know, South Carolina is not a great team, but South Carolina, from a talent standpoint, is a top 20 team in the country, and they damn near took care of Alabama, especially
when they have Sellers. I mean, yes. You know, he's a good quarterback. Look, I guess my question about Oregon is this, less about who they have in front of them.
Yeah.
And more about, you know, like Ohio State,
yeah,
Indiana, Alabama. Mm. Those three teams are all, even though one of them has lost,
yeah,
those three teams we all believe are top five good.
Yes.
Okay. Is Oregon top five good?
I think they are. If I'm going to do tiers.
No. Are they top five good? Right now.
Borderline. If I had to put my top five teams, they are, I would not have a problem with putting them at five. I wouldn't have a problem if someone put them at seven or eight.
Well, what about, take record out of it.
Yeah.
Who are the top five teams to you?
Ohio State is the best team in the country.
Yeah.
Indiana. Well, actually, no. Alabama would be two. I think Indiana is right there at two or three.
Okay.
And then I don't love A&M because I think A&M easily could have a couple losses. But considering their schedule, I have to put A&M there. And then I think it's Georgia, Ole Miss, and then I think it's Oregon.
Georgia, Ole Miss, Oregon. So why do you put A&M in there if, like you really think they're that good?
Or
are you doing that off of resume?
I'm doing it off of resume.
No. I just want your best teams.
Well, but to me, I've watched enough of Texas A&M to where I may not be in love with Texas A&M, but they're well coached. They and they're finding a way to win games in tough environments. And they've bludgeoned Florida, they've bludgeoned LSU, and they've ground out a couple games. The Arkansas game, the Notre Dame game. I mean, they're finding ways to do it, and I respect that. So, you know, when I look at teams grinding out games, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're not a great team. I just think in this era of college football, you're going to have to win these sorts of things. So I give A&M the credit. Even though I think if you put on a neutral field, would I be scared to play Texas A&M? No, but I still think their resume goes there, which for me, Oregon is more 6-8 than they are top five. And again,
that's resume though?
Some of that is my eye test and some of that is resume. I can't separate those two.
Oregon would be favored over Texas A&M. They would be.
That wouldn't shock me.
They'd probably be a field goal favorite over Texas A&M.
Yeah. And yet A&M is just more battle tested. And
they've certainly shown more. They've had a tougher schedule to do that.
So I just think, to me, if I'm going with tiers, there is a top tier that only three or four teams are in, and Oregon is in that second tier. And I just think it's so hard because we don't have comparable schedules. I just think Oregon is firmly in that second tier. And every one of those teams in that second tier can win a national title. But Oregon, to me, is starting to look a little more like what I thought Oregon was going to look like at the start of the year. I thought this Oregon team was a year away. I thought we'd see some growing pains. I thought we'd see some inexperience. And they came out of the gates gangbusters. And I think now, there's been a couple times this year where you see some warts, to where I just think they're not necessarily like glaring like mistakes that are corrected. I just think there's some weak points, and most teams have them. So I think your tackles and your right guard, they're not great. Well, one of your tackles. I think Harkey is a really good player, but I think your right guard and your left tackle, they're not great. I think Dante Moore against Indiana got exposed a little bit with his pre-snap reads, and I think Wisconsin did some of that, and I think Iowa's going to do some of that. How do they respond going forward with that? So I just think there's some kind of cracks in the armor that you look at with Oregon, and you say they're not one of the two or three best teams in the country. But I didn't think going into the year they were that. I just think they've cooled a little bit. So when people say, what's wrong with Oregon? I don't think anything that's wrong. I just don't think they're quite the elite team that we were ready to put them at the start of the year.
It's just really hard because you have two teams. So like, if I was thinking about the five best teams, or not the five best teams, the five teams that would be favored over the most.
Yeah.
Other teams. And I think that's going to be Indiana, Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia, and Notre Dame.
Sure.
Those five. And what's interesting about, like, if you take Notre Dame and Georgia, for example, Notre Dame has both very close losses.
Yes.
And two very good teams, top 10 teams at the time. Or, I guess Texas A&M's top 10 now.
Yeah.
And Miami was at the time. Mm-hmm. And then Georgia doesn't look, they look like, they don't look like the old Georgia.
Yeah.
But yet, they've won games against really good teams, see Ole Miss, mm-hmm. where they've just found a way, whereas Oregon hasn't been tested in.
No.
So Notre Dame and Georgia both have losses. Georgia lost to Alabama. Mm-hmm. Notre Dame lost to Miami and Texas A&M. Oregon lost to Indiana. But yet, if you try to put Oregon in the same category as Notre Dame and Georgia, you have a really hard time doing that because they just, outside of Indiana, they have not played the schedule that those other two have played.
Oh.
So it's really tough to determine who really are the best teams. But I don't know that Oregon is in that top five based on some of the warts we've seen from games like Wisconsin and certainly, who's the other one?
Indiana, Penn State, if you want to go down that road
Indiana,
the end of the game.
What Indiana did to him, I mean, yeah. That was pretty telling, man. Like,
sure.
I think a lot of folks everyone expected Oregon to handle their business, knowing Indiana was really good.
Yeah.
That the better team won that game.
Yes.
And that, I think, surprised a lot of people. So, and then, yes, your best win is Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
And they,
fired their coach.
And they almost beat you.
Yep.
So, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could make them a top five team, but yet, a lot of the odds makers are saying Oregon would be favored over most teams, including Texas A&M and Ole Miss, mm-hmm. and some of these other, maybe even not Notre Dame, but maybe even, they were favored over Indiana the first time.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't make
if
them.
If they played again,
if you
who's
make,
the favorite?
It should be Indiana. Indiana did things to Oregon that, should be alarming. And by the way, you're going to see this. Like, some of the pre-snap looks that Indiana gave, when you watch Indiana and how they stopped Oregon, it wasn't necessarily beating their O-line. I thought their O-line played fine. A lot of that was on Dante Moore and the young backs. They did not do a good job of picking up what Indiana was throwing at them. And Wisconsin did some of those same things. And I promise you right now that Kirk Ferentz and company at Iowa are looking at that. And everyone is going to do the same thing. They are going to try to throw multiple looks and confuse the O-line and Dante Moore. And now we get to see where Will Stein and this offense goes. You have a week off. You now have seen this. You know what teams are going to do to attack you. You now have to make an adjustment. You need to give Dante Moore in this offense answers to the test that everyone is going to throw at you. You know what people are going to do. You have to be able to get the run game going early, and you have to have better answers to some of those pre-snap looks. So we'll see how this goes. Like, this is the meaty part of Oregon's schedule. We thought it was going to be Penn State and Indiana. And by the way, those two games gave you all you could handle. You were one play away from losing to Penn State. What would we think about that? I still believe in Oregon's overall talent. I still believe in Oregon's best being really, really good. But now you got to prove it, because these three of these next 4 weeks will be against teams that at least have the physical capabilities to beat you.
I think they got to win all four. I really do. Because I feel like it's short of something wild happening, it's going to be Ohio State, Indiana in the Big Ten title game.
Yes,
and both of those teams are going to get into the tournament.
Yes,
it's going to be real dicey if they don't win all four of the rest of their games.
Yep.
Resume wise, it's going to be real dicey.
And the other one is keep an eye. Like, this is where if you're an Oregon fan, you need to be rooting against BYU. You need to be rooting against Texas Tech, because what you don't want is like an undefeated BYU going into the Big 12 title game, because then if someone beats them, you're getting two teams in. Like, we saw this with SMU last year. Like, two ACC teams got in, and that takes a playoff spot away. So you need to be rooting against the ACC. You need to be rooting against the Big 12 for getting those extra teams in. Or if you're Oregon, just win out and you're fine. 10-2 should get you in.
11-1.
But 11-1 guarantees it.
Yeah, you're going.
But you're right. With that schedule, you know, 10-2, especially in the world where we were told that schedule matters, and you can't doubt right now that the SEC is going to get the benefit of the doubt over every other conference when it comes to scheduling, just because there's so many ranked teams, right? And you know, and now in the ACC, you got like Georgia Tech that's undefeated. Like, if Georgia Tech goes into the ACC title game undefeated and loses, Georgia Tech's in too. And there's another spot that's gobbled up. So you need to be rooting against that if you're an Oregon fan.
All right, we'll continue our college football week 9 crapshoot coming up next. Which SEC team made the biggest statement this weekend on The Fan?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.